Hey, this is Leslie, the Freebie Guy from thefreebieguy.net, and I have something very special to share with you today. It's something I've never done before, and this is going to be the first time, so I hope you're excited. I'm excited about it. Now, I do some coaching calls, and I just did a coaching call with a guy named Prajwal all the way in India. And on that coaching call, he was just asking me a ton of questions about how do you drive traffic to a website? How do you come up with content for ideas for content? How do you make money with your blog, especially when you're just starting out? And just we go into a lot of detail, and I talk with him and I answer a lot of these questions. And when I was listening to it, I thought to myself, you know what? This is something that can be of value to my subscribers. So I wanted to share it with you. I hope you find a lot of value in it. We're going to go right over to the coaching call. Please leave your comments at the bottom of the post. I'd love to hear what you have to say. And if you have questions that you'd like to ask, go ahead and leave them there in the comments too. So without any further ado, let's get to the call. Hey, Prajwal, how are you doing?
I'm good, Leslie. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I'm glad to do this call with you and talk a little bit about your business and see if there's anything that we can do to help you out and give you that extra jump start so that you can grow your business even faster.
Thank you, Leslie. Thank you for that.
Really glad
to be on the call with you.
Okay, sounds good. First, before we start and in terms of dissecting what you've been doing, can you kind of give me a little bit of information in terms of what your experiences are and how you got into internet marketing and where you are right now?
Sure, Leslie. I started with my blog around 3 months back.
Okay.
And before that, I was into a video streaming business where we were selling video streaming products like video conferencing, video emails, things like that.
Okay.
That's how I got into internet marketing. And blogging was one thing that caught me because it was a very less cost to get in. And a lot of other things like search engines, you get ranked very high in search engines and a lot of other things. And I was particularly impressed by Yaroslav Strack and Gideon Chadwick at how their approach to blogging. So I started my blog 3 months back. And currently, I'm just with few posts and I'm doing around little, not much. My highest was around $237 one month. That was in October. And that's it.
Okay. So you were doing a video streaming service before. How did that go? Were you making money with that?
Yeah, that was basically with a network marketing concept.
Okay.
Where we used to sell packages to people who are in need of the product, and we used to make money from that.
And why did you stop doing that? Was it not going as well as you would like it to be?
Yeah, it was kind of difficult because from the place where I come, the technology, the product was not that well going with the market. So I just shifted my gears to another project.
Okay, all right, that makes sense. And then you started blogging. And you've been blogging for 3 months, you said?
Yeah, I started my blog in September, and it's going on enough.
Okay, so you set up your blog in September, and October you made over $200, you're saying?
Yeah, by the end of October, I made around $200+, yeah.
And how did you make that money?
I basically recorded a video showing how you can set up a blog with Bluehost, how you can register your domain, setting your hosting account, and things like that.
Okay.
And that got me my first commission of $65, if I remember that correctly.
Okay. No, go ahead.
And I also participated in a contest that was from Max Blogpress. And I won a subscribers magnet WordPress plugin, and later the Bluehost video actually got up, and I got around $200+ commission with that.
Okay, so basically you were promoting hosting as an affiliate, and you made some money that way.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, exactly. That's actually a pretty good start, especially when you're doing something. Now your blog is teaching people how to blog.
How to set up their own blog, yeah,
Okay, how to
with
set up their own
WordPress.
blog. Okay. And to make that money in such a short time, you know, that's a good start. It shows that you're doing something right and you're able to make money. So, good to hear. So your blog is at prajvalshinde.com.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I am there now and I see, okay, you're talking about how to choose a domain name and there's a video that's showing how to choose a web host. Okay.
Yeah.
And then you have some hosting recommendations. All right, cool. Awesome. So what are you hoping to get out of this coaching call?
Yeah, I'm currently facing problems with three things. That is, one thing, this is my first call, so I was a little bit nervous before this. So I wanted to ask you how you approached the big bloggers. I saw you guest posting with in Yaro Starak's blog, and also doing interviews with Gideon Chalwick and Yaro Starak. So how was your approach to them in terms of asking them for an interview?
That's a good question. And hey, there's no need to be nervous about the call. I mean, this is just a laid back discussion. We're just talking about business. I enjoy doing this kind of stuff, so there's no pressure at all.
Okay.
To answer your question in terms of how I would, well, how I have approached them. You know, there are a lot of people that do that the wrong way. Because of all that I'm doing right now, I get approached by a number of bloggers or people that are starting in internet marketing that want me to do something for them. And, you know, I get those requests all the time. And obviously, I cannot take all those requests. And most of them, I might respond to them and say, you know what, I'm not interested at this time because there's so many things that you have to do and you're trying to grow your business and it's really hard to, well, no, it's impossible and I don't recommend for anyone to take everything that comes by their way. Now, the few people that have gotten by to me and the people that I've gotten to, there's a strategy behind doing it. And what you need to do is you need to be willing to provide value before asking for value. What do I mean by that? Well, if there's a particular a blogger that you're targeting, a very good way to start is by commenting on their blog. And when you're
Okay.
commenting on their blog, you don't just want to leave a comment that's saying, "Hey, great post," or "Hey, I like what you're saying." You know, you want to leave a high quality comment so that they feel as if you're contributing value to what they are doing. Even the big bloggers out there, some of the biggest guys out there, they check all of their comments, and many of
Okay.
them respond to their comments. So the first step, I think, in nurturing a relationship with them is showing them that, hey, you find value in what they're doing and you are contributing value by posting a valuable content to their blog, a valuable comment to their blog posts. And what I would do is I would do that regularly so that that person gets to know you and that person says, anytime I see a comment from Prajwal, I know that it's going to be a good comment. And
Okay.
what that helps you to do is start nurturing a relationship with them. And they might respond to your comment. They might not respond to your comment. It might take a few comments for them to respond to it, but they will notice you. And I think that's one of the most important things that you can do.
Okay.
Once you've done that, and you know it varies from time to time and depending on who you are contacting it might be a little different but once you've done that it's much easier to send them an email and say hey you know what I really enjoy what you're doing you're contributing so much value I'm wanting to know if you would want to do an interview and I'd ask you a few questions please let me know if you're interested. If so, I can send you over the questions and we can do the interview on Skype or whatever way you feel most comfortable doing it.
Okay.
Following that technique, it's really hard for a blogger to turn you down.
Okay.
because they feel as if you've provided them with value, and they like to reciprocate that and provide you with value also. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's a very good tip you gave me right now.
Okay, good. Because that's what I've done. Every person that I've interviewed so far, I've had somewhat of a relationship with them, and they know who I am because I'm active on their blogs. I comment, and like with Yarrow, I participated in his forums, and actually, from me participating in his forums, he was the first. He contacted me before I contacted him about doing an interview with me. So you see, it's by providing that value, you really get to stand out in their minds, and you can do a lot with that.
Okay. And how did you go with the guest posting?
That's the same type of process. When they get to know you and they get to see the quality of your comments, if I see that every time you leave a comment, it's well laid out, it's quality information, and you know, you're just giving me good value, I'm more likely to have you as a guest blogger on my blog. So if you contact me then after doing all of that, and I go to your blog and I see that your writing is it's good and it's interesting, and you ask me to leave a guest post, I want you to do a guest post because that contributes more value to what I'm doing. So me posting on Yarrow's blog, for example, that's valuable to me, but it's also valuable to him because he's getting free content that he didn't have to produce. So it all goes back to that whole relationship aspect. Once you nurture a relationship, people are going to be willing to do what you want. Well, willing to have you interview them, willing to have you do guest posts and all of those type of things. And that in turn can bring traffic to what you're doing.
Okay. That was really good.
Okay, good. I'm glad you're finding value in that. What are the questions did you have?
The question was, what are the traffic sources that you considered when you started your blog, main which you focused on?
The main ones that I focused on when I was starting are some of the ones that I mentioned in the 7-day bootcamp. And those were, I commented on blogs regularly. I mean, I set up my Google Reader, and I had the blog feeds in there. And whenever I saw a new article or a new blog post on one of the blogs that I was following, I would go to that blog post and try to be one of the first commenters on there. When you comment first, your name is your comment is higher up in the post, so people are more likely to see it. And if your comment is high quality, then that increases the likelihood that they're going to actually click through and go to your blog. That is one of the methods that I've used. So that's number one, blog commenting. And what I found was that the comment in and of itself didn't drive a ton of traffic. However, by doing it, I was able to nurture relationships that led to other things that ended up driving traffic.
Yeah.
So that is one that it's really simple, and people hear about it all the time, but a lot of people don't take action on it. And that's one that I recommend for anyone to do, because this whole blogging thing, it's kind of like an online community. You're posting, you make a post and people come and they see what you have and they comment on it, and there's an exchange that's going on. So that is something that is highly valuable. You can connect with other bloggers, and that can open up a lot of opportunities. So that's the first one that I would say. Number two.
Yeah, that's blog commenting.
Yes, blog commenting. But doing it consistently and trying to provide value in every comment that you leave. I've never left a comment on someone's blog that was something like, great post, or that was nice, because that doesn't do anything. So what I do is I'd say, hey, whatever your name is, I really appreciated what you said in this article, especially when you spoke about dot, dot, dot. This is the way I feel about such and such. And if you do it in such a way, then blah, blah, blah. I don't know, but it depends on the content of the blog post. But you really want to see if you can contribute value at every point, because that's really what pays off.
Yeah, that was cool tip.
Okay. So blog commenting
the next tip, what you did for traffic.
Okay, the next thing that I would say that I did, especially when I started off, was also marketing in forums. There was a forum that was related to the niche, the industry that I was blogging about, and it was a pretty active community. And I tried to be a very active member in the community, but same thing, same principle, contributing value in every post that I make. And then what that did is it allowed me to funnel some traffic from that forum to my blog. So it's the exact same concept as blog commenting, but now you're doing it in a community where there are many more people that are just having a discussion. So it's not one person starting a post. It's just people discussing a certain topic. And when you can stand out as someone that always gives good advice, you're able to drive traffic to your blog. And this is something that I did in the beginning, and I stopped for a very long time. But I just started doing it again at the Warrior Forum, and that's a great forum for anyone in internet marketing. And in just doing it over the last few weeks, I've seen traffic come from the Warrior Forum. And not just regular traffic, it was traffic that converted, people were signing up to my mailing list and so on. So it's definitely something that works if you're participating in a forum that is related to the niche that you are in.
Okay. Do you post articles and videos in forums too? Or you just comment on other people's and help them with their...
Okay, so when I was doing that, and now that I'm doing it again, what I would do is a combination of both. Sometimes I would respond to questions that people asked, or sometimes I would post some informative things that I believe would contribute value to the people that are there at the moment. So it's finding a balance, and it's providing value regardless of what you're doing. That's really the most important part of any kind of content marketing efforts: quality information that helps the people that you are targeting.
Okay. And how many forums did you focus on initially?
When I did it in the beginning, I focused on one forum, and it was a very active forum. And the reason I focused on that one is I didn't want to spread myself out too thin. I'm working a full-time job, so it's hard for me to spend as much time as somebody else would have. So I just took one forum, and I tried to be one of the most active participants in terms of the quality of information that I provided. I just really tried to do well in that one forum, and it turned out to be very good. So I would recommend to choose one or two, maybe. I wouldn't go to like five or six forums, because then you spread yourself so thin that I don't know how efficient you'd be able to do it unless you have a significant amount of time to spend in these forums, which is something I don't necessarily recommend. So I would just pick a one or two really major forums and try to be as active as possible. In terms of blogs, I would pick a handful of blogs, not 50 or 20 blogs or anything like that, unless you're outsourcing it. I would just pick a few of them that you're going to say, you know what, these are the guys that I want to target, and these are the guys that I want to contribute value to and receive value in return.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, and how do you come up with this, the content, the ideas for the content? Do you pick this up from the forums or what other people are speaking, and create an information or article or video and post it on your blog? Or do you go have some strategy for creating content for your blog?
You know, I probably should have a strategy. And well, I guess I do have a strategy. My strategy is I just write what I feel. I write what I see is relevant. I write what I think is needed. And in the beginning, I tried to, I think about what industry I'm in. At least that's what I did. And I thought to myself, what are the main questions that need to be answered? What are the issues that people are struggling with that they're going to need as a core foundation? And I kind of jotted down a bunch of ideas. Okay, they need to be able to understand what the industry is about. They need to be able to understand what the important terms are in the industry. What are the things they need to know in order to be successful? What are the steps they need to follow in order to accomplish their goals? And then what I normally do is I just come up with I just do a brainstorming session and come up with a bunch of titles. So, for example, okay. if you're teaching how to start a blog, some of the main questions you have to answer is what is a blog, what is hosting, what is a domain name, how do you get hosting? Once you've gotten hosting, how do you set up your blog? Why should you use WordPress? A comparison of WordPress to something else. How easy it is to set up WordPress. Some of the plugins you might want to consider using. How do you make money from your blog once you have it set up? How do you optimize your blog for search engine rankings? I mean, I just kind of jot down a long list of all kinds of ideas and then just take it one at a time. At least that's the strategy that I use. I know there are many other people out there that use more detailed and elaborate strategies, but I just sit down and I say, okay, let me just try to come up with as many titles as possible. And I just write them down, and then I just take it one at a time. Another thing I do is I look at other people in my industry, in my niche, and I look at what they are publishing, what they are writing, and what they've written in the past. So by looking at what other people in your niche are writing about, you can get more ideas about things that you can write about. And then another thing that I do is just, you know, random things that happen to me during the day might spark an idea, and I take something that happened during the day and I see some relevance to what I'm trying to teach online, and that gives me another idea. So there's so many different ways you can get ideas, looking at what's out there, just brainstorming what's in your head and what's in your mind, and then just taking them one at a time. Like right now, I have a notepad that has a bunch of different article ideas for my blog and for the guest posts that I'm going to be making. And when I need to write something, I just go to that list and choose one and then check it off the list.
Okay. That's good. And how often do you post on your blog? Like, do you post every week or every 2-3 days? What's the frequency of your posting?
Well, the frequency of my posting now is not what it used to be when I first started. When I first started, I tried to do 3 to 5 a week. And I tried to stick as close to 5 a week as possible. So I'd post on Monday, Wednesday, Tuesday, Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And now that I have a following, I don't post as frequently. You see, the thing you need to do, especially in the beginning, is try to have a consistent schedule and try to post as often as possible, because the more content you have, the more people are going to be there expecting the content. And not only that, but the better it is for your search engine rankings, because Google sees that you're not just a fly-by-night website. They see that you're constantly updating. And when they see that you're constantly updating, they crawl your website much more often than if you only update once a week or once a month or once every other month. So the more you can post, the better. What I recommend for people to do is just decide on something and try to stick with it. Right now, I just do 2 posts a week. I do one on Tuesday and then one on Thursday. And that's what I've decided based on my schedule. It's really how much I feel comfortable in doing. So you need to, that's a question for you to decide for yourself. But keep in mind that the more you post, the better. Did you have any other questions, or does that answer all your questions?
Yeah, I had another question. Like, what is the single the this thing of the single monetization strategy you used at the beginning? Different monetization strategies, and we were testing different things.
In terms of at the beginning, what I and this is something I still do, I think that affiliate marketing is a great monetization strategy to start out with. And the reason for that is you get your feet wet, you start making some money, but you don't have to worry about developing the product while you're learning the techniques because somebody already developed it, and you can use what they've already built and still make money. Because they're if especially if you choose the right affiliate programs to promote, they've already done the work of developing the product. They've already dealt with optimizing the system so that you get more sales, and you can promote what they are doing and learn from what they're doing. And I think that's the best way to start, especially if you're doing blogging, because even with blogging and trying to make money online and internet marketing, there's so much to learn that to learn all of that while developing a product, that's really that adds another dimension to it and can make it even more challenging. So I highly recommend affiliate marketing. It's a great system, and many things that you're going to be doing, you're going to be making 50% of whatever the cost of the item, some even more. Like hosting that you're promoting, you can make up to $100 per hosting account that you sign up, and sometimes even more. So that's a great way to start. I think the way you're starting right now is good, and that's what I would recommend for you to do. Later on, once you've dealt with that for a while and you know what's going on, and you might decide, hey, it's time for me to develop my own product, and that's great. You already kind of have a good idea of what's going on and the strategies that you should be implementing, and then you can take it to the next level of developing your own product. And the difference between those, well, one of the differences between those two is when you're developing your own product, that puts you in a different league because now you're able to go out and get affiliates to promote your product and make money off of other people's efforts. So it's in my opinion, that should be the goal, developing your own information products. But when you're starting out, and I mean, you can do that for a significant amount of time and still continue to make a good amount of money. That's really the main thing that I'm doing right now. I just finally developed my own product, which is a 7-day boot camp. But up to now, I never had anything of my own, but I was still able to make money online.
Okay, that was cool. And last question, Leslie. What did you outsource anything when you started blogging? Like any of the design things or commenting, marketing, anything did you outsource? Or were you doing everything by yourself?
I did outsource some of the things. I wish I outsourced more, and even now I wish I outsourced more. I'm gonna start outsourcing more next year when, well, I'm gonna be doing a number of things next year, and outsourcing is gonna be a big part of it. Outsourcing is definitely an efficient way to do it, and you'd be surprised at what you can get for how much you can get it. It's becoming significantly cheaper than it has been in the past to get a website design or anything of that sort. And I dabble in website design, and I used to do everything myself in the beginning. And then I started outsourcing some of the design, and every time I did it, I was just blown away with what came back to me, because the people that I outsource to, they are much better than I am where design is concerned. I've even outsourced some traffic generation, and they're able to invest more time, they're able to do it better, and you're able to be more efficient. So outsourcing, I recommend doing it. In the beginning,
What are the things that we need to focus on in the beginning?
well, let me say this first. In the absolute beginning, in terms of setting up your blog, getting stuff going, I like to do it myself because I like to have an idea of what my outsourcers are going to be doing. And not only that, but it allows me to set up some guides that I can give to them and say, this is what I want you to do. This is how I want you to do it because I understand it more. That's not necessary. It's just my personal preference. I know a lot of people out there that have outsourced just about everything from the beginning, and they're making a significant amount of money. So it can go either way. In terms of things that you should be outsourcing, I think that varies from person to person. The first question you need to ask yourself is, what do you want to be doing? What do you enjoy doing? And what do you want to focus the most of your time on? And when I ask myself that question, what I want to do is come up with the content, come up with the videos and all of that. I want the content to speak me. I want it to present me to the world in terms of my teaching style and the strategies that I use. And I feel that that's me being more authentic. And then and this is the process that I'm going through right now. I'm listing all the tasks that need to be done in my business. Some of the tasks would be the design of the website, doing some programming for some of the things that I'm working on. Even participating in forums to a certain extent and commenting on blogs. Once I've finished the content, for example, another task that needs to be done is, well, the content needs to be formatted and put on the blog, and images need to be inserted. And that those are all things that take time, and those are not necessarily things that I want to do. So once I've identified all the tasks that need to be done, I'll ask myself, what do I want to do? And once I've figured out what I want to do, I know what I don't want to do, I can outsource everything that I don't want to do.
Okay.
So definitely,
That's good.
Just write down a list of everything that needs to be done, decide what you want to do and what you don't want to do. There are things, for example, that need to be done in my business that are not being done because I don't have the time to do them. Social bookmarking and just a number of different things. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to be outsourcing those type of things. Even contacting other bloggers for interviews. I want to be doing more interviews. So what I'm going to do is have someone making the initial contact and putting the details together that I need in order to do the interview effectively and efficiently. But those are all things that take time. So I can outsource that for a virtual assistant to do that for me. And that's the way I recommend for people to outsource.
That was cool. Those were the questions, Leslie.
Those are all the questions you had?
Yeah, those were the questions I had.
Well, great. Those were some excellent questions. I'm glad I was able to take this time and talk with you about those type of things and answer those questions, and looking forward to see the things that you're going to be doing as a result of it.
Yeah, sure. It was really great speaking to you. I got some very good tips from you now.
Great, great. So let's talk about some action steps in terms of what you're going to be doing from here on out. What's the plan?
Okay, the first thing was I was not more actively commenting and on forums and blogs. So I was like focusing on more blogs and more forums.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to be narrowing that down now in the first place. And the second thing, as you told, the content, I think I'm on the right track with that. So I need to make a list of more things that I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And approaching other bloggers, that's where I'm a little bit behind. So I should start approaching other bloggers for interviews. And that means I should start building a relationship with them first by commenting and adding value to their blogs. Okay, the first three things I'll be doing now is start commenting on other blogs and forums.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing that will automatically drive traffic and develop relationship with the blog. And the second thing I'll be doing is list of the content that I'll be posting on my blog, and I need to do that consistently. And last thing I would be doing is creating some reports or something so that I can build my list.
That
These are the three things I think I would be doing as of now.
That sounds perfect to me. And what I'd like you to do is touch base with me in 2 weeks. Just send me an email and tell me, okay, this is what I've been doing, and this is what has happened as a result of it. Because I like to hear how people are doing. I like to see that people are taking action, and I like to give people that accountability so that they have someone that's checking in on them. So in about 2 weeks, just send me an email and say, this is what I've done, and this is what has happened as a result of it.
Sure, Leslie, I'll do that.
All right, Prajwal, I really enjoyed this call, and glad we were able to take some time to talk about these things.
Yeah, it was really great, Leslie. Thank you for all the tips that you've given me.
You are very much welcome. Well, you have a good one.
Yeah, thank you, Leslie.
You're welcome.
Great speaking to you.
Nice talking to you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye.